Blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachom. Our text for reflection is Numbers 20, the verses 1 to 13. Numbers chapter 20, verse 1 to 13. In the first month, the whole Israelite community arrived at the desert of Zin, and they stayed at Kadesh. There Miriam died and was buried. Now there was no water for the community, and the people gathered in opposition to Moses and Aaron. They quarreled with Moses and said, "If only we had died when our brothers fell dead before the Lord. Why did you bring the Lord's community into this wilderness, that we and our livestock should die here? Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to this terrible place? It has no grain or figs, grapevines or pomegranates, and there is no water to drink." Moses and Aaron went from the assembly to the entrance to the tent of meeting and fell face down, and the glory of the Lord appeared to them. The Lord said to Moses, "Take the staff, and you and your brother Aaron gather the assembly together. Speak to that rock before their eyes, and it will pour out its water. You will bring water out of the rock for the community, so they and their livestock can drink." So Moses took the staff from the Lord's presence, just as he commanded him. He and Aaron gathered the assembly together in front of the rock, and Moses said to them, "Listen, you rebels, must we bring you water out of this rock?" Then Moses raised his arm and struck the rock twice with his staff. Water gushed out, and the community and their livestock drank. But the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Because you did not trust in me enough to honor me as holy in the sight of the Israelites, you will not bring this community into the land I give them." These were the waters of Meribah, where the Israelites quarreled with the Lord, and where he was proved holy among them. My theme for reflection is faith under pressure. Faith under pressure. In the harsh wilderness, the Israelites faced their reality with parched throats and heavy hearts. Among them, Miriam, a prophetess and steadfast leader, passes away at Kadesh. Her death was not just a loss of a sister and a leader, but marked a poignant moment of change for the entire community. Imagine the sorrow that gripped their hearts, the whisper of uncertainty that fluttered through their camp. Her life had been a light, a constant in a tumult of desert wandering. Then, as the community grappled with this profound loss, another crisis loomed, a desperate thirst with no water in sight. The people's frustration boiled over, directed sharply at Moses and Aaron. In this heated moment, the brothers sought refuge in divine guidance. God's command was clear: "Speak to the rock and water shall flow." Yet in a moment of overwhelming frustration, Moses struck the rock not once but twice with his staff. Water indeed gushed forth, but so did the consequences of his actions. Moses had acted out of anger, and for this, he would not set foot in the promised land. My dear friends, we are invited to consider our own responses to frustration and disappointment. Are we like Moses, letting our emotions dictate our actions? Or do we seek to follow God's directions faithfully, even under duress? Numbers 20 teaches us about human frailty and divine faithfulness. Moses' moment of disobedience starkly contrasts with God's unwavering mercy, reminding us that even when we falter, God provides. Additionally, the story reminds us of the significance of godly leadership and the responsibility that comes with it. Leaders are called not just to guide, but to embody the principles they teach, demonstrating faithfulness even when it is most challenging. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how do we react when faced with our own merry bars? Are there moments when pressure pushes you to act against better judgment? Reflect on a recent situation where you felt overwhelmed and consider how you responded. Number two, what does trust in divine provision look like in your life? Reflect on a time when you felt let down or in desperate need. How did you see God's provision come through, even if it wasn't in the way you expected? Heavenly Father, in our journey through life's deserts, guide us to trust in your provision and wisdom. Help us to learn from the trials of Moses and Meribah, to respond with faith rather than frustration. Grant us the strength to endure the pressures of leadership and the wisdom to handle transitions with grace. As we reflect on the lives of those like Miriam, let us remember the impact of godly leadership and the comfort of your presence in every change. May we embody patience and faithfulness in our actions and lead others by your example. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.